All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Monday night. We are raw, sharing the raw word, and we're going to be on Facebook Live. So as you all are calling in, prepare yourself with any questions, testimonies that you may have to share tonight so that we can get right to them. For those of you on the phone line, all it takes is pressing *5. That raises your hand, lets us know that you have a question to share. And for those of you who are going to join us on Facebook, go ahead and type it in. We are looking forward to the interaction tonight and are truly grateful as we continue in this conversation on Move in Silence. What God has for you does not require an audience. So let's go ahead with our leader, Mr. Kellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself?
Great, thank you.
Good deal. Well, first things first, let us go ahead and open up with prayer, and then we can start with the call.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this opportunity to share with you. Dear Lord, we are so thankful that you have given us this tool, this vehicle, this platform in ways in which we can connect one to another no matter where we are. We are thank you for this conversation, this word that you've given us, dear Lord, on moving in silence. And this knowledge, Heavenly Father, of when to talk and when not to speak. Dear Lord, you have given us the tools through your word. May we go to your word, know your word. You tell us to hide it in your heart so we may discern in and through any situation. We thank you again for this ministry and our leader, and I hope that as we go forward on this call, we do so with open hearts and open minds. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Moving in silence. What an awesome, powerful call. Ms. Tiana, is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. I want to unmute Mr. DJ and also Ms. LaTanya, Ms. Tiana, if you don't mind. And I'm going to let them two run with me tonight. So you can go ahead and mute yourself and unmute them too, please. Mr. DJ, how are you this evening?
I'm okay, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. So give me a little recap, Mr. DJ, about this past week about moving in silence. I mean, how you perceive that to be?
Moving in silence. Some may ask, how do I know when to be quiet and when to brag? Yes, you know, the Bible teaches you to count it all joy. And, yes, you are supposed to shout and be thankful, but you're not supposed to be boastful and slowful in your thinking and about your accomplishments for what God has done. Definitely don't take him for granted. And we need to discern between the two because we'll get complacent. Many times we will speak up when we're not supposed to speak up and think that we're doing something good when actually you are destroying someone out of their blessing by your mouth. You know, so you have to watch what you say and who you're talking to. In terms of distinguishing between the two, anytime you bring self up and don't say anything about God, you're basically messing up bad. So anything that you're doing in terms of, even if God has blessed you with something, but if you're the sole purpose of bringing yourself up and you don't say anything about God, then that's wrong.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving in silence. Ms. LaTanya, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful. So give me a little synopsis on your end about moving in silence, if you will.
Yes, sir. So what I would say is what was so profound, I believe, was what we learned about how we make so much noise and we give the enemy that footstool. We give him that outlet into our lives and into our situations, and then we wonder why things go haywire. So it's so important when we talk about moving in silence. We have to be connected to God in order to do that effectively. And what I mean is to do that in a way that's going to give God the glory. So a lot of times we move without seeking God's permission. we move at our own, on our own accord. And then when things go haywire, we look at God and we wonder, okay, what's wrong? We need him to get us out of this mess, and so on and so forth. And another thing we have to be careful about is doing things and wanting to receive the glory for ourselves. So we want the pat on the back. We want the recognition. We want all these things when, for one, we're not operating in God in the first place, because, one, we're not connected to him, or we are in a sense, but we're just not allowing him to lead and guide us according to his will and according to his way. So that's what it's been for me this past week.
Okay. So moving in silence, y'all, that's what we're talking about. What God has for you does not require an audience. You don't have to boast it out and be boastful. If you're going to be boastful in God, meaning you don't have to open your mouth. Okay, moving this out. Now, we're on live on Facebook Live now, y'all. So if you want to, just go ahead and log in, and it's under Telius M. Carr. Okay, so we're talking about moving in silence and moving in the things of God. Have you ever noticed, Mr. DJ, have y'all ever noticed how sometimes when you speak things, it's out in the atmosphere, and every time that you done spoke something, it never came to pass because perhaps we shouldn't have said nothing at all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's just good to be quiet. How you doing, Miss Faith, Miss Vanessa, Miss Linda, Miss Sharon? How are you all? Miss Ladrika, Miss Juanita, how you doing? Miss Latricia, how are you? Miss Tiana, Miss Latanya, Mr. John. Okay, how y'all doing this evening? So we're talking about moving in silence. A lot of times, especially as Christians, we kind of fall under this category of being overly excited. And when we overly excited, y'all know what time it is, right? We start to tell everybody everything.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. DJ, what we say, we typically want them to say, man, see the glory of God, what God has done for me. You don't have to say nothing for them to see that. You know that?
Amen. Amen. And each time we tell it, we add something else to it to make it further from the truth.
So we add a little bit of something. Right. How you doing, Miss Miranda, Miss Marcia, Miss Brenda? Okay, Miss Sharon. So, y'all, we talking about movement in silence. What God has for you doesn't require an audience. How you doing, Miss Tanisha? It doesn't. Everybody doesn't need to know your business. As a matter of fact, what we say all the time, don't let, the Bible says it, your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
That's right.
Y'all, if you don't believe that, a lot of times God don't even let us know what's going on in our life, although he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How you doing, Ms. Karen and Ms. Mary? So we talk about moving in silence. We got an email question. Let's get to that first email question. Ms. Tiana, okay, if you can unmute yourself, let's get to that first email question, please.
All right. Good evening, everyone. First question is that I received is, I tried to meditate in silence, but my thoughts of the day just overtake that silent time. How do I focus only on God during this stillness?
How you doing, Miss Eugenia? Okay, Miss Lakeisha. Can you repeat that question, Miss Tiana?
Sure. I try to meditate in silence, but my thoughts of the day just overtake my mind. How do I focus only on God during this time of stillness?
Can you put that question up on Facebook? So, y'all, here's a question. Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
I try to meditate in silence. I try to meditate in silence, but my thoughts of the day overtake my mind. How do I focus on only God during this time of stillness?
Okay. I would say that God is a jealous God. And if you have that on your mind, that's where your true heart and self is. You can go ahead and have that on your mind, but don't try to force God into that. Go ahead and get that out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get that out of your system, then you need to come back and devote some special time for God.
Okay. Okay.
And then you don't try to force the two, because the more you do that, the more you're going to be pulled. The devil knows how to play games with you on that as well. So the more you focus. So get all that out of the system real good, because that's where your heart lies, where your mind is.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Lakeisha and Miss Tamika? Mr. John, how you doing, Miss Arlene? Mr. John, my brother John said, I'm starting to do this. So he's starting to move in silence because a lot of your friends don't want to see you elevate in life. That's what it is, y'all.
Yes,
you got to move in silence because a lot of times people don't want to see you elevate. And what happens is our mouth starts telling them our blueprint. You know, when you get an old man or a boyfriend or a girlfriend and you tell somebody, and next thing you know, they kind of start liking the people that you said you like.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh yeah.
let's go back. Them high school days, right? Somebody said this ain't high school. This be happening every day for me right now. You like somebody. You may be in a relationship with somebody, and you complain to your girlfriend, or you complain to your homeboy, and it's mighty funny how they be befriending the person that you got a problem with, that you was once in love with. They gave them a list. Because we start doing this here, we be talking, boy, we can't control this here, and that thing be just moving everywhere. And just get us in trouble. Not only with God, but in our personal life. Because we don't know how to shut that thing up, do we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we just be talking, y'all. What's going on, John? Kiki, how are you? What's going on, Keaton and Gerald? It's Princess. So, y'all, this is real, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, Pat? We got to learn how to move in silence, man. We got to stop talking so much because, see, what God has instilled in you, what's going on, Tori? What God has instilled in you, a lot of people don't need to know. Now, we're not saying that they're demonic, but if everybody cannot handle God's vision, the blueprint, your dreams, in other words, that don't mean that they are bad people, that they can't handle it. Sometimes they may get anxious and start talking to him. The Bible tells us to be never to be anxious about anything.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's right.
How you doing?
We often get ahead of God when we do that. We get ahead and start making plans like it was our blessings to begin with, or as if he owed us something, and then we start making plans, and that's when they definitely fail every time.
There you go. There you go. Ms. Latricia said, what if you have trouble to stay focused during silent time that's supposed to be focused on God? Same question. Oh, that's a good one.
That's
same
question.
We're about to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Giselle, what if you, y'all listen to it, and can anybody relate to this? Okay. The original question was, I try to meditate in silence, but my thoughts of the day overtake my mind. How do I focus only on God during the time of stillness? The follow-up question is, Ms. Latonya, what if you have trouble staying focused during silent time?
Well, what I would add to what Mr. DJ said is maybe changing your surroundings. In other words, wherever you are having your quiet time or silent time, maybe, you know, getting in the prayer closet or even just moving or going to a different area, because I know that's from, I can just speak from a time when I had trouble focusing. I was distracted by, it wasn't even noise, it was just different things that was, you know, in my surroundings. So I would say maybe pick another area. And if you are in your prayer closet, then you really have to cry out to God, asking him to remove those distractions some way, somehow, because...
Hold on, Ms. Latonya. That sounds good, but not every distraction God will remove. As a matter of fact, Mr. DJ, let her know. God has said, purposely created thorns in our side. God will not remove every distraction. See, it's not the mountain that God is going to move. God wants you to go through, over, around. See, the distraction can very well be there. But quiet time with God does not, see, quiet time with God doesn't mean that you remove yourself. It's that you remove everybody else's presence. And what I mean by that, you can be with somebody now, but not with them. You know that?
Right.
Yes, indeed.
When you really focus on God, see, a lot of times we get ourselves in trouble with moving in silence because we want God to remove the distraction so that we can actually focus on him. But God will actually sometimes leave the distraction, leave the pain, leave you in a unfortunate situation. However, God wants to see how bad you really want it. So what I mean by removing the distraction versus, listen to what I'm saying. Peter walked on water. Peter is he's an example of us people. We walk on water every day, every time we walk in God. You smile at situations that's supposed to bring you down. You don't even cry about situations that's supposed to have you loud out and crying and complaining. You don't do that. You know, just like people who do movies, you can follow Dwayne Wade's wife, right, Gabrielle Union. You can follow her 24/7 on her Instagram, Twitter, everything. It's funny how she never opens her mouth about her next movie, but then all of a sudden, the next movie is coming out.
Right.
I wonder why. Now, watch this. The people in the movie industry got it locked down, where the people in God, we don't have it locked down. God is trying to write the story, and we're telling the people the movie that we're acting in. See, the problem is, let them see your life, and then they'll see they can judge the movie for themselves. See, God has already scripted this thing. But what we start to do is we start running our mouth. Mm-hmm. We start ruining the story. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Anybody ever been around somebody who just tell a whole story?
Mm-hmm.
And you be like, I ain't seen the story yet?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Y'all follow me? Okay? Right. What you say, Ladrika? You going through it as we speak? How you doing? Miss Nicole, Robbie Williams, Ebony, how are you? Miss Alicia and Mr. Sellers, how you doing? Miss Shaquille, how are you doing? Toya, Korsha, how are you? Miss Deborah. It's Jennifer. Coach Bowden, how are you? Giselle. Aisha, how y'all doing? But have y'all ever noticed that? You don't know when the next movie is going to come out by that next superstar, because they have this clause in their contract. It's a non-disclosure clause. They can't talk.
That's right.
Y'all know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Watch this. As Christians, we should also have a non-disclosure clause. We can't speak. We shouldn't be able to speak. Let God show it through your lifestyle as opposed to you talking about it. Because what happens is, y'all listen to me, because a lot of people are going through this, right, Mr. DJ? What happens is this. The devil doesn't know the future, and the devil doesn't have discernment. Let me say that again. Y'all might want to write it down if you want to. The devil does not have discernment, and the devil does not know the future. Let me say it again. The devil does not have discernment, and he does not know the future. All the devil can do is tempt you. The devil can provoke your flesh. Look at what he told God. God said, have you tried my faithful servant Job? Job was moving in silence. God promoted you. He said, have you tried my faithful servant Job? Watch what I'm about to say, Mr. DJ.
All right.
He put Satan on assignment. God has put Satan on assignment in your life. Now watch this. Job never opened his mouth and complained. Remember, the Bible says, do things without murmuring and without complaining. The devil went back to God a second time and said, no, you're protecting him. Let me touch his flesh. Remember, he took Job's family, his finances, his friendships, his wife.
That's right.
It cursed God and died. Satan said, no. You holding him to a higher standard. Let me touch his flesh. Satan didn't know what was to come. Watch this. And I'm going to prove something to y'all. Move in silence. Satan tried to provoke Job's flesh. He wanted Job to open his mouth. The devil is dumb. We give him way too much credit. Satan doesn't have discernment, and he doesn't know the future. Therefore, he can't know the things that God already knows is going to happen for you. All he knows is what you tell him. How you think he's going to get you to tell him? Through pain, suffering, and affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we tell Satan through our mouth, now he know where to hit us now. Because we start complaining and we start doing this here. You know, my ex makes me sick. Uh-oh, you didn't let Satan in. Woo, boy. You done told him where to hit you at now. Now, watch this. You know he don't have discernment. Mr. DJ, move in silence, y'all. You know he don't know the future, Miss LaTanya. Move in silence. You think if Satan knew the future, he would have let Jesus get on that cross? Y'all see what I'm talking about with this?
Yes,
sir. Don't know the future. If he knew the purpose of Jesus getting on that cross, he would have never let Jesus get on the cross. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Because that was the worst day of Satan's life, is when Jesus got on that cross. But
amen.
Guess what? God didn't
amen.
Open his mouth to let the devil know nothing. My God. Boy, we about to get promoted. We tell everybody we about to get promoted, and you tell the devil your plans, and you wonder why so many people trying to come at you? Well, stop doing this. Maybe if we didn't do this about our husband, maybe if we didn't do this about our wife, maybe if we didn't do this about our promotion, maybe if we didn't do this about our finances, people couldn't attack you. They probably wouldn't be able to hate on you because they wouldn't have a foot up on you. Lord, have mercy.
Right.
Huh? What's going on, Brian? What you say, Miss Latricia? Your mouth can cause you a whole lot of pain. How you doing, Miss Danielle, Miss Nikki? Y'all know that? How you doing, Miss Jamie?
Yes, sir.
Huh? What you say, Coach Bowden? Coach Bowden said you need to take me with to the next men's conference. So I'm gonna take notes from you, Coach Bowden. But I would love to go, seriously though. Look, I got to bring my brother DJ and Tori with me.
Yes, sir.
That's right. But y'all see what I'm saying? How you doing, Miss Ebony and Miss Alicia? Y'all see what I'm saying? So when we're not actors in this life. We are Christians, right? We
yes.
realize. And but see, actors should be taking notes from us. It's mighty funny how actors can move in silence yet get in role. Watch what I'm talking. Tell me. In order for Will Smith to play Muhammad Ali, he had to be around Muhammad Ali. He started to study Muhammad Ali, and he did it in silence, people. Mm. He did it in silence. In other words, he removed himself from everybody else to focus on the job and the task at hand.
Right.
When you move in silence, when God has a plan for you, you know God has a plan for you, right? You know this, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Stop telling everybody what's to come. Because if it don't come to pass, when you say it should come to pass, now all of a sudden they're looking at you as a liar.
Hmm.
I thought you said you were going to get that promotion. And the only comeback you can say is, well, ain't nobody perfect. But see, you wouldn't even have to explain nothing if you never told them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something?
Yes, it is.
Y'all know this is real, right?
Yes,
so
sir.
Before you start telling people the movie, the plot, the endings, let God walk you through it and just let them get a visual. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with moving in silence, y'all. I'm saying, though, because when you're good, you're good. See, you don't have to talk about it. Let them see what time it is.
Right.
Y'all follow me? Because
yes,
I'm a persuasion. I believe the people that talk the most are insecure about what they said they have. Let me say this again. I believe that people who talk the most are insecure about what they say they have. Because, see, either you busy talking or you busy working. Those who busy talking can't be doing too much work. And those who are busy working move in silence because they don't do too much talking. Y'all know that?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Carmichael, my grandfather used to say, an empty wagon makes a lot of noise.
Come on.
You would never
Mr.
know
DJ.
It.
Hold on, Mr.
Yes.
DJ. Tell him again so everybody can hear that. Y'all, this is Mr.
Yes,
DJ
sir.
Speaking. Tell him, Mr. DJ.
An empty wagon makes a lot of noise.
An
yes,
empty wagon
does.
Makes a lot of noise. In other words, when you don't have the weight of your vision in you, you're going to talk a lot. But when you have the weight of your vision in you, the destiny, the purpose of your life in you, you're too busy trying to figure this thing out. So I can't do nothing but be silent. When you're really thinking about what God has for you, you are silent. A lot of people look at the promotion. But if you knew what went behind the promotion, you would be silent. Because if Coach Bowden, he's still on here, if he told you, the task of being a head coach, it's not just coaching the players. You've got assistants that you got to coach. You got to make sure the training staff is on point, the nutrition is good, or you got a whole bunch in the palm of your hand. You got a whole people, a bunch of people depending on you. And when you got a whole people, a bunch of people depending on you, you tend to be silent so that you can focus on the task at hand. Mm. I don't think y'all hear me.
Yes, yes sir.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, in football, is this thing called a silent count. A silent count is something that Peyton Manning perfected. He would tap the center, the one who hiked him the ball, underneath the behind. Mm-hmm. And he would hike him the ball. It's silent because what it does is it throws the defense off cue. But if he, they can kind of get his cadence down.
Mm-hmm.
But with a silent count, they don't know what's coming and how fast it's coming. Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Boy, it's strong. Ain't that something, y'all? How you doing, Miss Tabitha? Hi, Miss Janier. How are you? Miss Lisa? Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get to the next email question. I saw Ms. Shira had a question for you, Mr. DJ. Let's see what
okay.
she had. Here's the question. Will God still provide for us with what he has promised us even after we prematurely speak about what he has told us? Let me repeat that question, y'all. Move in silence. What God has for you does not require an audience. Will God provide for us with what he has promised us, even after we have prematurely spoke about what he has told us? Mr. DJ?
God does not make empty or false promises. You can delay it, but he doesn't make empty or false promises. If he promised something to you, you will have that coming to you. But now, right. when you go running your mouth, you might be delaying it. You might be pushing that delivery date further and further back.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. DJ, can I say this? What God has for you, y'all watch this, is for you. Even
mm-hmm.
when we prematurely talk, don't you know, how you doing, Aunt Sharon? That's my, okay, how you doing? Don't y'all know, even after we speak, even if we prematurely speak, God cannot go back on his word. Remember, he's not a man to where he shall repent nor apologize. So what God has for us is for us. Even when we stop walking in silence and we prematurely speak out, watch what I'm about to tell you. In other words, if God told you he was going to get you the new house is yours. Remember, the
right.
promises of the heart are yea and amen. Now watch this. The problem is when we get outside of the will of God and we start to prematurely speak, now we no longer understand what new is. New is something that does not necessarily mean it's the first time that anybody steps in. New is new to you because you never had it.
Mm. You're right.
Yes, indeed.
In other words,
Amen.
It may be a used house. When you was in God, you saw it as new. But when you stepped outside and you prematurely spoke, and now everybody else, what they think is now on you. Because when they say new, I thought you was getting a new house, girl. You got an old house. Now you start thinking the same thing that they thought because you prematurely spoke the wrong actions.
Mm-hmm.
So now your newness has to be approved by them and not by God. But if you kept it to yourself and you moved in silence, your new house may be a 40-year-old house, but it's new. People may say, girl, that's an old house, but baby, it's new to me. In other words, they was never supposed to know in the first place. But see, when you can smile through it all and move in silence through it all, they're wondering, what they doing over there next? Because they never tell nobody. They see, that's right. It's okay to be secretive with God because everybody don't understand his vision no way. Half the time we don't. A lot of times we scratch our head and say, God, why am I going through this? God wants you to remain silent even when you don't understand. Simply because if you do not remain silent, you'll start speaking to the wrong people and start getting the wrong advice.
Amen.
Come on. Anybody ever been through situations? Come on. Ms. Arlene says she's guilty. Anybody ever been through situations where he didn't hurt you so bad, she didn't hurt you so bad, something didn't go your way, and you start seeking spiritual advice? Well, what if God wanted you to remain silent and keep it to yourself until he got to you?
Amen.
Right.
Now, what if your spiritual advisor gave you some wrong information? Remember, anybody can make a mistake. Now, all of a sudden, you've taken their advice to a God who said, shh, peace be still, and you refuse to be still. Mm. When he said, be still, that means don't consult with nobody else but me. In other words, sometimes God will force you into a corner where you can only be quiet and rely on him. But we start pulling other people in this crab in a barrel mentality. We want some type of answers. We want answers, God. And if you don't give it to us, God, I'm going to pull from my friends. I'm going to pull from my peers. I'm going to pull from my mentors. I'm going to pull from my coworkers, my family. And you putting them in a situation where they shouldn't be in.
Yes.
Hello?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
When a lot of times God just wants you to sit there and be silent. Mm-hmm. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Did they tell King Nebuchadnezzar, man, you put me in this fire, I already know what God has for me? Huh? You ain't going to burn me up? They ain't say nothing. You know why they ain't say nothing? Because God was silent, and he didn't tell them nothing either.
Mm-hmm.
So King Nebuchadnezzar put extra fire in the furnace, and said, burn them up. Watch this, move in silence. Mm-hmm. But see, when you move in silence, you walk in confidence, not cockiness. See, cockiness causes one to talk. Confidence causes one to be silent. Confidence says, I know who got it, and he's going to work through me to give it. In other words, I don't have it yet. I'm going to have it when I get there. See, y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Because, see, a lot of us would have prayed that God didn't put us in the fiery furnace. So we would have opened our mouth when God said, be silent. Because, see, here's the thing. Let me help somebody out. Because they were silent and they went on and walked in there, King Nebuchadnezzar said, who is this God that y'all serve? Because the man, his servant, he said, God. And he said, King Nebuchadnezzar, I put three of them in there. Now I see four. See, they never complained. They never opened their mouth about how Christian they were. They just lived their life. Y'all follow me?
Yes,
and what happened to their silence, King Nebuchadnezzar came in there and said, I see four. He got so angry, he burned the guard up. He thought it was God's fault. And then and still, they didn't burn. He pulled them out of the fiery furnace and said, who is this God that you serve? I believe in him too. See, y'all, what I'm saying is, when you operate in silence, no matter how hot it gets, you don't have to say how blessed and highly favored you are. I know that sounds profitable, but you don't have to talk about it when you are it. Because, see, if blessed and highly favored is so good, why did Jesus never say it one day in his life?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So what I'm saying is, when you're walking through the fire and furnace and your mouth closed and people just see the glory of God, now God gets the glory, not what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And Mr. Clark, can I also point out, even the disciples didn't go about bragging. I'm walking with Christ. We don't need no money. We don't need no water. We get free wine. We can eat how we want to do. They didn't go about doing it when they was walking with Christ. When you're walking with Christ, you notice you don't really hurt or need anything. You just stay in your place. But I'm saying, if you walk in, if we knew for a fact that it was Christ, that's why he can't trust us to tell us when he coming back. When our time is done expired. Because we can't keep nothing to ourselves.
That's what it is. I don't tell
him. Yes, indeed.
It is, the Bible says some things will remain a secret. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Watch this, y'all. If God told us everything, we wouldn't need F-A-I-T-H. We wouldn't need faith.
Amen.
So when you walk in silence, you actually walk in much like God walked. Because if people start to listen to your words more than view the lifestyle, that's a problem too. See, moving in silence requires that you move in faith. Doesn't God move in silence? The Bible clearly says that he comes back like a thief in the night. Wow.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all know about a thief. Somebody probably never had a thief to deal with. But thieves don't let you know when they're coming. And when they get there, they try to be as silent as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a thief in the night. Amen.
In the night. Y'all see it? And thieves in the night don't wear a lot of neon stuff. They blend in.
Mm-hmm.
That means, although you may look for them, you can't see them.
You know, that's very powerful, Mr. Koff, because if for those of us who have been robbed before, if you've been robbed in the daytime, you see it coming. They
right.
tell you, I have a gun, give it up, and you already know what time it is. But a thief in the night, you don't know nothing. You just wake up and it's like, whoa, what happened? You know, you just cleaned out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mr. DJ, I got another question for you.
Okay.
Here's another question, y'all. The question says, I've been hearing people speak a lot about having great discernment. Can you please explain how this helps with moving in silence?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. DJ, what you got?
In order to have great discernment, you have to strengthen your relationship with God, and you have to sharpen your faith. How we say iron sharpens iron, you
right.
need to have that relationship with God. And, yes, you're going to be confident, but you have to also sit back and allow God to do what he does best. And you have to kind of keep your obedience and your strength and then stay in your place. It's
Come
like
on.
I was talking about with the disciples. You know, they didn't say, hey, man, well, where our next meal coming from? Or they didn't ask, you know, well, we walking with him. Are you going to pay our bills back home? You know, I'm just saying, you know, those kinds of things. Your discernment comes when distractions come. And what you have to do is stay the path and notice everybody's focus wasn't on themselves nor their personal lives. It was on Christ. And that's why that worked out.
Mr. DJ, move in silence. You just spoke a strong word there. Did y'all catch what he just said? Discernment comes when distractions come. See, the more you move in silence, the more discernment that you have. In other words, mm-hmm. stop asking God to remove the distraction when you need the distraction to see how silent you're going to be. In other words, to see how much discernment you really have.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
Woo, y'all, that's strong now.
It is.
That's strong. Stop asking God to remove the distraction when he already gave you discernment. Discernment says,
right.
I know when quiet, and this is one of those times.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
Because, y'all, I don't know if you really understand the enemy. The enemy want to hit you where it hurt. Woo, y'all heard that one before? Moving down.
Yes, sir.
Where it hurt. Fellas. Oh, fellas. Fellas, y'all out there? Let's be real with them. See, you know how sometimes you intimate with your wife and she can be faking it? Right. Now watch this. Her faking it means that she requires noise to keep you motivated.
Mm.
Right? Now if she got quiet, if she got silent, you would be like, man, I ain't doing that. Or try and go harder, one of the two, right? Now watch
right.
this.
What's wrong? Exactly.
Right. Watch this. If I'm not mistaken, now I've never tried this because I'm in Louisiana. I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I never ran up on a bear. Like Mr. Hey, if you see me in a bear in a fight, y'all better jump in and help the bear. I'm just playing. But watch this. They say that if a bear attacks you, play dead. Be silent. Lie still. Wow. That's amazing. That's some strong word right there. Be quiet.
Correct.
Lie still and play dead. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when Satan is swinging at you, trying to tempt you, trying to hurt you, the enemy is trying to hurt you through people and things, through life situation, as opposed to doing this, just be silent. Because the
Amen.
Enemy, my toe is to hit him where it hurts. But if he hits you and it's not hurting you, eventually he's going to stop hitting you. Ain't that something?
Mm.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Even he tried to swing on Jesus in the wilderness. See, Satan was trying to fight God in the wilderness, you know, for 40 days, 40 nights. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What happened was God got tired, and he knew when to speak because of discernment. And at the end, he said, Satan, get behind me. Look at the words that he spoke at the end was so strong. He didn't have to entertain all this with Satan.
Right.
At the end, he spoke some words.
Yes.
Now, he spoke throughout it, but it was God moved in silence. See, Satan didn't know where he was going. He was trying to figure out where Jesus was going.
Right.
But see, his 40 days through the wilderness was to show that it can be done in 40 days, not 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Look at what Torah said. Y'all, my brother Torah. Listen, look what he said. Every miracle Jesus performed. Y'all, listen to this. every miracle Jesus performed, he left saying, tell no one. Woo! Y'all know the rest? Tell no one what I have done.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Right.
Woo! Y'all, that's strong. How many of us have blessed somebody and wholeheartedly tell them and mean it? Don't tell nobody. I bless you.
Mm. Yes,
right.
Indeed.
How many of us, come on, y'all want me to go deeper? Move in silence. How many of us get the raise and don't tell nobody on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all done drop y'all phone talking about, I'm guilty, Mr. Carr. I'm guilty. Y'all, why would you show the enemy your hand? Now, hold on. Watch this, because we grown adults. How you doing, Aunt Georgia? We grown adults on this phone, right?
Right.
Yes,
good.
Sir.
How you doing, Ms. Rudy? Okay. We say that them people in the streets that's thugging with all these guns and money, they're crazy because the feds come and get them because they put it all on the internet. And then they got all this money on the table, and if they owe back child support, they're crazy. So why are we not crazy when we tell the enemy, the devil, that we done got a promotion? We not crazy too?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook can't confirm your promotion. Facebook don't need to know it. So who are you telling you got a promotion and why are you telling them that? Are you? The Bible says it this way. Open your mouth and I tell you, you have already received your reward. Girl, I'm married now. Man, yeah, that's mine right there, boy. I got that. Man, it don't have to be all that. You got a promotion. Worry about the job at hand. You understand? Because, see, much like unbeknownst to everybody, watch this, y'all. See, we see the NFL draft. Now, can I speed y'all up on time right quick? How you doing, Miss Katina? Huh, Miss Christina? Can I speed y'all up on time? Y'all saw the NFL draft? Moving silent?
Yes, sir.
The smart mm-hmm. ones. Woo! Watch this now. The smart ones know, why would I be walking across that stage puffed up in pride? Because when you go to the NFL, you a rookie, and that's all you are, is a rookie. And you will get treated like a rookie. That is grown men out there. They're trying to provide for their families, meaning they would take your head off for real, right? Now watch where I'm about to go with this. When you move in silence, go ahead and get your draft status on and make your money, but don't boast and brag. Because the more you boast and brag, the more they want to hurt you.
That's right.
Yes, the old ones know. That why would I boast and brag about making it to the NFL? That's one thing to make it. It's another thing to stay there. You are a rookie. You understand every year have people coming in trying to take other people's spots? You know it's a dangerous game? What I'm saying, listen to what I'm saying. Stop boasting and bragging. God has drafted you into his family. You have been drafted. You have been selected. You have been called. Move in silence. Stop talking about my position and I'm an apostle, I'm an evangelist. Stop talking about this reverend now. Stop talking about that I'm a Christian. All you got to do is walk into your season in silence because the devil is mad because he's the one who has been booted out. God created you to take his place, but do it in silence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Man, but if somebody was trying to take your job right now and you saw the lineup of people that was trying to follow me, trying to take your job, and you're not in God, and you see them people trying to take your job, number one, are you going to help them? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, are you going to show them the ropes? Nope. Number three, you're probably going to hit on them. Just imagine Satan knowing God created us to take his place. Why are you boasting and bragging about what God has given you? Shh, be silent. It'll be songs. It'll be seen. Get yourself in the door before you talk. See, we start talking about the house before we get the keys.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Blow somebody. Somebody trying to throw a monkey wrench in your plan, and the hater only hates because, see, watch this. You got two different types of haters. You got a haters, yahoo, thank God for revelation. Move in silence. You got haters that hate and try and destroy your dream. You know why they try and destroy your dream? Because somebody talked. So you got haters that hate, try to destroy your dream because you done talked. Then you got the other type of haters. They hate because you already got it.
Yes, sir.
I don't mind the ones who hate because you have it. That means you never opened your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Mr. Goss, can I share something?
Yes, sir.
There are several types of people, and I just want to share these first little few. There's a man, and this guy sells drugs.
Okay.
He goes out there. This guy goes out there, and let's say he's the kingpin. He's the one to bring the stuff in and out of the United States. Does he go out there and announce to everybody that, hey, he sells drugs? You don't know who he is because he's moving in silence. He's successful because he's moving in silence. The guy that steals a car, you know, I ain't talking about the little thief, the little car thief, the one that'll steal or take a stolen car, they want to tint the windows and ride with no tag and then have the music blasting. Them the one the police get. But the one that doesn't typically get caught and be successful at doing stupid stuff is the one that moves in silence. What am I saying? The person who goes out and steals cable. They're not going to sit up there and call in pay-per-view. How you going to pay-per-view and then you ain't paying for cable?
Y'all, listen to what Mr. DJ said. He's saying the biggest drug lords ever, the biggest drug kingpins ever. Now, we're not glorifying them. We're showing you something spiritually. Even though they did it for the wrong reason, look how far they got because they moved in silence. Frank Gotti, John Lucas, all them did not talk about. They didn't even look like drug dealers.
Amen. Even the devil, himself moves in silence.
Even the devil moves in silence. I'm talking about people that are around you move in silence. They want to see your hand.
Exactly.
They moving in silence. People move in silence that hate on you. If they told you they was a hater, would they still be around you? If they told you they didn't like you, would they still be around you? Why we as Christians don't move in silence?
Yeah. Amen.
Why we got to tell people I am the blessing? You don't have to tell them you're the blessing. Just be one.
Amen.
Ain't that something, people? Right.
Yes, sir.
We got to learn how to move in silence. Because a lot of times we put our foot in our mouth by talking too much.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? We start telling our business. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be saying, well, I shouldn't have told that to them. No, you shouldn't have told it to nobody. When God told you, see, y'all hear me? Listen to what I'm saying. Your vision is like a secret. Can God trust you with it? Your purpose is like a secret. Can God trust you with it? Why is it the first time you ever come? Come on. Can I go here? Because we are adults on the phone. I'm glad y'all on the phone tonight. Good. On live. Watch this. I know. Women, I'm talking to the women. I'm talking to the fellas, too. Women, I know you're beautiful. I know you got a Coke bottle shape. I know you got big breasts. I know you got hips. I know you got it going on. But see, when you move in silence, you don't have to flaunt all that. See, the problems why we encounter women, the reason you encounter a lot of problems with a lot of different men is because you're showing everybody. In other words, you're not moving in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all watch what I'm going with this now. See, when you move in silence and start taking away everything neck down, you don't have to flaunt that. Now, you can get mad at me at this point. It's okay, but I'm still going to speak the truth. You don't have to flaunt that because what you're flaunting, you're going to attract all of that. So you got so many distractions, and you can't get to the one man that God has for you because of all those distractions. See, you're attracting too much of the wrong stuff. In other words, you don't physically say it through your mouth. You show it through your actions because you want everybody to see it. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Huh? Because I'm convinced you would not dress like that in the day of judgment before God, would you? You wouldn't take a picture like this. Showing your best side. Huh? Is that all you got? That's the best thing on you? Huh? Your physicality? But then you say you want a man in God, and you want a man that respects your mind? He can't see your mind.
Right.
Yes.
See what you show him. What I'm saying is, being silent, moving in silence, does not just mean that you don't run your mouth. It's also that mean that you don't flaunt what your mama gave you. Flaunt what God gave you, and God gave you silence. Even Dragonfly Jones got it right. Silence. Fellas.
What?
All fellas, let me talk to you. Is your money speaking louder than you?
Mm.
All you got to offer that woman? Huh? Talking about what you... Or the a restaurant of your choice. That's all you got, man? Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
But you, because you're big and strong and you're a protector and you're a provider, the Bible that I read, bro, says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? See, moving in silence doesn't require. See, when the Bible says if a man don't work, a man don't eat, he's not talking about physical work. He's talking about spiritual work. What does it profit you to provide for your families, fellas, to flaunt your money, fellas, to be strong because you hit the gym, fellas? And you lose your only soul. See, moving in silence don't mean that you got to run your mouth. But see, we start to boast and brag about our money. See, we're talking loud because we let our success speak for us. So you mean to tell me that your success is what pleases God? Right? And so what happens is not only does she see your success, the other one see it, and the other one see it, now you in limbo. And you say, I'm stuck in between two women or three women because all of them love me. No, they don't love you. They love what you have. But see, what spoke louder for you is your money and your job. Okay, you work at a chemical plant. Good. They say Mr. Carr hating, he ain't hating. But what sense does it make to work for a chemical plant when God has yet to touch your soul?
Amen.
See, in the last days, it ain't going to matter, right? Because God ain't going to say, what does your 401k look like? I don't believe that.
Yes, Lord.
See, moving in silence requires that you move according to how God wants you to move, fellas. Huh? Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right? So y'all with me so far, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now watch this. I got to say it. Got to say it. Women. Women, move in silence. You don't have to say what you're looking for. All you got to do is be presentable. God's going to send them your way. Fellas, you need to be more in God so that you can walk her way.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We didn't pick up these bad habits, right, women? We start telling men, I want this type of man and this type of man. And that's cool to have your desires. Here's the thing. When you start selecting him, you outside of the will of God. But see, if you moved in silence, in other words, if all the distractions, see, faith coming by hearing, the only reason why you're talking is because you're around a lot of noise too. See, if you're not careful, watch what I'm about to say now. If you're not careful, y'all know when a word is real strong, it makes you silent. When you really get in the word of God, you'll start to be silent more than you start to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And Mr. Carr, that's how, you know, they wonder how why they're being taken advantage of so quickly. You done talk too much. You done told all your business all out there.
Y'all hear?
All out there immediately.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
This is coming from a man and another man. Move in silence. Stop telling the man what you want from the relationship. I want a man who's going to cook sometime. I want a man who's going to be a provider. He's going to fill out that resume for about 3, 4, even 5 years, but two or three months, up until he get what he want. And then he out.
Amen.
You know why? Because you told the enemy your plan. You don't
Amen.
Have to tell him what you want. All you got to do is see if y'all vibe or not. Why tell somebody what you want? Because you know right now, if everybody be truthful on this phone, if they had a job offering you $300,000 a year, and they said that you had to have this type of requirement, that type, you're going to start to write out a resume that fills that requirement, wouldn't you? Just to get that job. Well, here's the thing. He wants the job of being your boo. So he's going to fulfill every, baby, what you want? Tell me now. Tell dad what you want. Now, you done forgot moving the styles in without a window. And you start telling me, I want a man that, you know, I can't act like a woman, so I'm trying. That's a good thing, too, right? I want a man who's going to whine and dine me, somebody who's understanding and understand my emotions. I got kids, and he got to provide them. Boy, he about to be just that. Just that. But be careful and watch. You go ahead
Amen.
And you done love me. You done opened up your legs all of a sudden. That resume done went out the window. Now he cussing at you, fussing at you, calling you stupid. Right. All because you didn't know how to keep your mouth closed. Let him, when he say, well, baby, what you want? What kind of man you want? Hey, let's just see if we vibe. That's all you got to say. Let's just see if we vibe. Now he don't know. Now he can only be himself. See how that works?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
See how they go, women? That's real talk, now. Fellas, old fellas, what about us? Huh? Right? Fellas, why don't we move in silence?
Mm.
And when I say move in silence, why don't we look more like God? She says she wanted a man of God. Give her Jesus. In other words, you start being just like Jesus. Why ain't me Jesus, Mr. Carr? Neither am I. But you are Christian, meaning you're Christ-like. Be just like Jesus. She says she wanted Jesus, right? Give her Jesus. In other words, start to learn how to be the head and not the tail. And what I mean by that, fellas, is not to be a male chauvinist, but see, you are equal with that woman. The Bible says, submit one ye to another. She's not beneath you. She's with you. But, fellas, why is she dictating to you about the things of God? I thought you were supposed to know Jesus, too.
Right.
Amen.
And Mr. Carr, just to piggyback off that, we don't trust God, his word, nor his technology. Some of us think that's the only way to get a woman is to not be silent and show everything that we have to attract the woman rather than trust God and trust ourselves and say, hey, man, you know, you don't have to do that. You get that woman more naturally like.
Mm.
See,
amen.
A lot of what Mr. DJ just said is we got to try and impress her, fellas, by being noisy. You know, with the bling bling, the jewelry, that's noise. With the car, that's noise. It got to go boom, boom, that's noise. We got
money. Exactly.
That's noise. See, we distracting her because we don't really have silence. And y'all know what silence is? Silence is peace.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says peace with everybody. Silence is peace. We don't have no peace within, fellas. So we can only do, all we can do is distract her. By saying, baby, what's on? Don't turn around yet. Girl, you look some good. Oh, I got what it takes now. Oh, yeah. What you need? I got you. Huh? You lick your lips like that. See, all it is noise. Because we don't know how to be silent. You know what silent look like? Yeah. It's not only that we go to church together. We love on each other. We study together. See, we don't just wait on Sundays and Wednesdays. We don't just wait on this Monday call. We really study together. You follow me? That's silent.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Uh-huh. So I'm sure if he can lead you to the bedroom, surely he should be silent enough to lead you to the altar first, right?
Poor
amen.
Oh, Lord, I've spoken language that people ain't understand.
Uh-oh.
Right? Because we don't know how to wait and be patient and be still and be silent. Huh? And then we'd be talking loud in the wrong moments, talking about, oh, my God. Don't say that in the midst of that foolishness. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all with me?
Yes, yes, sir.
All right, we got a couple of emails. It's around to say that's real talk. It is real talk, y'all. We be having a good time, but it's the truth. All right. So I got an email question for you, Miss the DJ, Miss Latanya. All right, y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The question says, someone told me it was a sin even if I thought of it, but I didn't say it out loud. Is that true?
That
yes,
what
it
is a sin?
You know,
the Bible
if you have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all, be silent. The question
right.
says, someone told me it was a sin, even if I thought it, but I didn't say it out loud. Is that true?
Yes, it is. You're convicting uh-huh. yourself because where your mind is, your heart will follow. So
mm-hmm.
if you are coveting your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's husband or what have you, that's just as bad and the same thing as being with that person.
Okay. Good deal. Next question. I'm going to start with you, Ms. Latanya. Is it ever okay to be silent with God when he asks or demands or commands a response? Let me repeat it. Is it ever okay to be silent with God when he asks, commands, or demands a response?
I would say if he's demanding something, then as long as we are in line with how he would want us to respond, I think that's key there. Because if we want to respond in a way that's not pleasing to him, then I don't think that's acceptable. So I think it would have to be, you know, we have to think about, okay, what we're about to say and how we're about to respond to God and if he's going to be pleased with that.
Okay. Okay. We'll ride with that. Next question, Mr. DJ. God loves our praise. God loves our praise. How can I be silent when giving him his just due?
How can you be silent when giving him his just due? God does not need an audience. You can praise him, but no one else will know that you're making noise if it's you genuinely praising him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need an audience to praise God. So whether you're silent or vocal, no one else has to know that. So that's how you know it has to be genuine praise. You can be just as quiet as I don't know what and praise God, just like the person who would shout and skip up and down the aisle and run for Jesus.
Okay. Next question. Can genuine praise ever be silent, Miss Latonya?
Yes, it can.
Yeah. Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Move in silence. What God has for you does not require an audience. And somebody really needs to hear that tonight now. Okay? We do these things for just that specific reason. Okay? A lot of times we need to learn. The Word of God is awesome. I promise it is. And we don't have to make it complicated. We don't have to make the Word of God complicated, no.
Amen.
What makes it complicated is because we're toiling in between the flesh, our desires, and what the truth of the Word says. Right?
Right.
So when we move in silence, in other words, let us also just put this muzzle on our natural lips and spiritually start to praise God. A spiritual praise doesn't require that you open your mouth at all.
Amen.
It's demonstrative through how your actions present God.
Yes, sir.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
We understand this because God will put you in situations. Remember, Jesus kept silent even through his pain. Y'all, we tell people all the time, well, babe, I'm fasting right now. Nobody should not know what you are doing for God. The Bible says it. Don't tell people when you're fasting. He clearly says don't even look like you famished, like you starving.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
It ain't just fasting. Hold on. Let me go down a list. Oh, it's a long list. Well, I'm going to be that long. The problem is, through your pains, stop telling people about your pains and start telling them about your joy. In other words, when you do, stop telling people what you've done for somebody else. I know it was a private conversation, but it's still, even in privacy, you need to be silent. Stop. See, sometimes we just have to tell somebody something. No, we don't. Stop glorifying the pain and start glorifying God. Because when we need to speak up, do we speak up? Remember, the Bible says, when you see your brother in error, go to them in love. Well, move in silence. Did you go to him in love? Did you tell mama she was wrong? No, Mr. Carr, that's my mama. I can't do that. Did you tell dad? I can't tell my dad he is wrong. No. So, see, we're silent when we want to be silent. But when God tells us to speak up, we don't.
Amen.
We give people the silent treatment when we don't like them no more, when we don't forgive them. That's my baby dad. I don't have no words for him. I don't have no words for her. She just get on my nerves. My coworker, I don't speak to her. See, we silent at the wrong time. When God says be silent, he says be silent. It's called discernment. The only way that you can get it is that you walk hand in hand and close to God. So now you'll know when to speak and when to be silent.
Amen. And Mr. Carr?
Yes, sir.
There are, I don't know, over 100 different religions, but right now I'm going to just speak on 8, and I hope I don't offend anybody. Let's just say there are 8 different types, main types of religion, and all of them are talking about the same God. Why do you think he wants us to be silent? See, if we tell our story, we call him God. Someone else might call him Jehovah. Someone else may call him Allah. Somebody else may call him something else. And that's going to create an atmosphere of camaraderie and argument, which means we're going to leave the God part out of it and go into human formalities. If we're silent and we all say our grace, however you want to say it, guess who gets the benefit of the praise? And you will never know. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is, we have to move in silence, i.e. prayer in schools and several other things. If somebody told you not to say your grace, they don't know if you're saying it or not if you're quiet. Huh. So who gets the benefit of it if you pray? You're not
right.
going to tell me I can't pray over my food.
That's right.
Now, if I could say something out loud according to man's law, which I don't follow when it comes to God, that law is superseded if I pray spiritually and silently. You don't know who I'm talking to or what I'm saying because
you
can't hear me. So we must use that tool, exactly, in silence. We have to. It's very, very powerful.
Powerful, powerful. Because typically people who talk the loudest don't have it. I'm telling you. You see all
mm-hmm.
that costume jewelry with people and athletes. I mean, they neck turn not out, but you know what I'm talking about, the music people.
Right.
They turn green. They be costume jewelry. But why you got to be loud like that? When you look at
right.
Bill Gates, you wouldn't even know Bill Gates is the poo.
Right. Lord, no.
Now,
mm-hmm.
the man don't
yes.
dress like that. Huh? He don't
yes.
act like that, all that. What I'm saying is when you really got it, you start to walk in silence like Jesus. This
Amen.
Is a man, it's a father in the flesh who created both heaven and earth. And he said, shh, don't tell nobody who I am.
Yeah.
Part of the reason they couldn't tell nobody, because they really didn't know who Jesus was either.
All right.
See, when you move in silence, you stop talking so much, you start doing more. Let them figure it out. Who do you say I am? I say you're
right.
a dog. That's fine. Well, I say you're a cheater. That's fine, too. It's really not, it don't matter what you call me, it's what God called me. See, when you move
right.
in silence, what they say don't affect you.
Yeah. Because
some people say things to provoke you to speaking.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Well, you're quiet, you must be guilty. Call it what you want to call it.
Mr. Carr, did Jesus have siblings?
He sure did.
And did you hear of any one of them? Just think about if you find out right now that you have a direct bloodline related to Jesus Christ. I will probably be on the news bragging. You hear what I'm saying? You ain't heard none of them nowhere in the Bible. Yep, that's my brother. That's my baby brother. That's my big brother, you know. He had siblings, but a lot of people don't even know that he even had siblings.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, practice it. Move in silence. Stop talking so much. Stop letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing. What God has for you is for you. He doesn't want you to expose it to everybody. Let it come to pass first. And let them ask you how. And all you got to do is, yeah. But why you ain't tell me? He didn't release me to tell you. Nothing wrong with that. And don't be going to pick with people talking about, well, why you ain't tell me? He didn't release them to tell you. Let them move in silence, too. Tell them, stop telling people all your business. Handle your business. Don't tell them your business. And you can't be telling them and handling at the same time. Handle them. All right? Let's go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ. Let's go ahead and pray.
Yes, bow your head, close your eyes, and open up your heart. Dear Father, we come to you as empty pitchers before a full fountain, Father. Give us a blessing. Pour it out to us. Pour out your knowledge, Father, not so that it will sit and grow stale, but let it manifest within us and grow and help us to grow together spiritually, Father, and keep us on the path that we pray. Father, I want to thank you for waking us up for the simple things that people really overlook, Father. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for giving us traveling grace and mercy and health and strength, Father. And at the appointed time, we ask that you would bring us back together again and let that knowledge just manifest and grow amongst others, not for any shape, form, or fashion of self, but to lift you up, Father. You said if we lift you up, you will draw everyone to you. We ask these blessings in your son Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
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 Have a great night. We'll see y'all next Monday. If you get a chance, catch us on Bible study. We do it on the phone. It's 225-364-0211. That's every Wednesday, Central Standard Time. Okay, so look at that map and see when Central Standard Time is, okay? Y'all have a great night. If not, we'll see y'all here next Monday. Y'all know we can come with another powerful topic. Y'all know that, right? All right. Y'all have a good
Amen.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.